So what we're going to read today is, and again, it is found in John chapter 9. We're going to start in verse 13. This is where Jesus heals, one of the times where he heals a blind person. And in this case, what he did was, we're not going to read all of that. That's earlier in the chapter. You could read that on your own. But what he did was, the man is there, and he spits on the ground. He makes some clay with the spit and the mud, and he rubs it on his eyes, and he says, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam." The man does. He gets healed. This is where we're going to pick up the story. Verse number 13. They brought him who formerly was blind to the Pharisees. Now it was a Sabbath when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then the Pharisees also asked him again how he had received his sight. And he said unto them, "He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and I see." Therefore some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." Others said, "How could a man who is a sinner do such signs?" And there was a division among them. Then they said to the blind man again, "What do you say about him because he opened your eyes?" And he said, "He is a prophet." But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they had called his parents, the parents of him who had received his sight. And they asked them, saying, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he see?" His parents answered them and said, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but by what means he now sees, we do not know. Or who opened his eyes? We do not know. He is of age. Ask him. He will speak for himself." His parents said these things because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone confessed that he was Christ, he would be put out of the synagogue. Therefore his parents said, "He is of age. Ask him." So they again called the man who was blind and said to him, "Give God the glory. We know that this man is a sinner." And he answered and said, "Whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see." Amazing. I know this is a great part of the Word of God. We can talk about healing, and Jesus healed all over the place. Whenever he was around sick people, they seemed to be healed all the time. Doesn't seem to be any that he turned away and said, "Well, you're not ready. There's more for you to learn. There's another lesson that you need to learn, so I'm not going to heal you now." Jesus just healed everybody. That's just the way he was. Well, we're not going to talk about that today because that's not what God put on my heart. What this passage actually talks about is something that is so important for all of us, and it happens to all of us whether we know it or not, and most of the time people miss it. God put on my heart today. And the point is that this one situation, Jesus healed somebody miraculously. He did something great. And there are so many reactions to it. There are so many different, completely different reactions to this one action of Jesus. And this happens to us all the time. What we see here is that God reveals our hearts in the things that are going around us. We might not know it because we concentrate so much on the actual thing that is happening that we miss what's going on in our hearts. And God is revealing what is in our hearts through actions that go on around us. And we will see more what that means. But God is in the business of revealing hearts. And sometimes he actually offends the mind to reveal the heart. I'll say that again because it's true all over the place. Sometimes God offends what's in our mind so that he could reveal what's in our heart. Look at what happens here. Jesus does this miraculous thing. He does this incredible thing. And instead of focusing on what's incredible and what the miracle is, the Pharisees, they come up with this statement which is almost unbelievable. They say instead of the miracle, focusing on the miracle, they say, "Well, he did it on the Sabbath.
It's like, really, how did you even come up with something like that? The man who was blind is now healed, and now you say, well, he did it on the Sabbath. Is that what we focus on? Well, that is what they focused on, because that is what was in their heart. That is what was in their heart. There's a self-righteousness that was in them, and they had to follow the rules, and they had to do all the things according to the letter of the law. And they didn't realize that Jesus did something huge. And they focused on what was important to them. And it's Jesus healed on the Sabbath. And Jesus did this all the time. He didn't seem to care that it was the Sabbath day when there was a need. He healed many people on the Sabbath. And because Jesus is Jesus, he knew what he was doing. And over, he wanted those who cared more about the Sabbath than about people and about the miracles that God was doing, he wanted them to realize this is what's important to him, and this is also what's important in their hearts as well. It was important in their heart, more important than the concern for people, than the miracles that Jesus was doing, than what was in God's heart. They were more concerned about the Sabbath. They were more concerned about rules. They were more concerned about following something which made them feel self-righteous. And so Jesus took that one act, and he gets this reaction which reveals what's in their hearts. Think about what Jesus was doing. Moses existed probably around 2,000 years before this time, and the Sabbath was in act for around 2,000 years. The tradition was huge. 2,000 years of tradition. And Jesus comes on the scene. He doesn't call a meeting and say, I'm going to do this. He doesn't announce that he's going to be able to heal on the Sabbath. He just does it. 2,000 years of tradition. And Jesus just comes in and breaks it. He doesn't tell them. He just breaks. So think of how the Pharisees are feeling. 2,000 years of tradition. Think of even our church. 100 years of tradition. 5 generations instead of 100 generations. If you consider 20 years a generation, that's 100 generations approximately. Think of the mindset that Jesus comes against. We're just 100 years, and if we change anything, people are always wondering, well, should we, shouldn't we, is this right, is this wrong, is this God, is this not God? 100 years even, Jesus has 2,000 years against him, and he just comes in and heals. He doesn't care. There's a need. There's a man, and it seems like he does it over and over and over, not to frustrate the Pharisees, to reveal what's in their hearts. Because it was more important to them that the Sabbath is followed than a man is healed. It was more important to them that a grown man born blind stay blind so that Jesus doesn't spit on the ground and put it on their eyes. We're talking, Jesus wasn't building a building. He wasn't laboring for 8 hours. He wasn't, you know, stress and strain and sweating. He spit on the ground, picked it up, rubbed it in the man's eyes, said, go wash. This was too much for them because this is what was in their heart and this is what was important to them. And out of the mouth speaks the abundance of the heart. And the men there, they said, why on the Sabbath? And Jesus did this over and over again. Pick up your mat and walk. Oh my goodness, he's walking with a mat. Instead of, amazing, God just healed another one. Jesus just healed another. The man with the withered hand, Jesus healed on the Sabbath day. And they looked at him to accuse him because this is what was important to them. And Jesus does this over and over and over. He takes one situation and he reveals the hearts of so many people, of so many things all around. And he does it in our lives too. But we always focus on the other person instead of on us. And Jesus is in the business of revealing our hearts, of exposing our hearts, of what's in them. The Pharisees had anger in their heart. They had jealousy in their heart. They had murder in their heart. And all they focused on was Jesus broke the Sabbath. They didn't focus on the murder that was in their heart. They didn't focus on the anger. They didn't focus on the jealousy. They focused on Him. And God wants us to focus on us because He is exposing our hearts through the situations that go on around us. So we need to always be looking inside rather than looking outside. Oh, there's things that are wrong. Oh, there's no denying that there might be wrong in the other person. But because of the wrong or the situation that happened, Jesus reveals what's inside of us. And that's what God wants you to deal with. And we see that with various things. Every group has a different reaction to what Jesus did over here. And what we'll see is the crowd. In verse number 16, they get into this little debate. How can a man do this? How can a sinner do this? And then some of them say, well, how could he not do it if he's not from God? And so there's this division among them. And we see that in the hearts of the crowd, there's confusion in their heart. There's confusion. They don't know enough. They're not confident enough to say this is the Messiah. They wonder, but in their hearts there's confusion. They don't get it. They're not sure. So Jesus heals a blind man and reveals that there's confusion and insecurity about their knowledge of what and who the Messiah is. He heals a blind man, and all of the hearts of these people are exposed. Jesus does the exact same thing to us. Takes one situation, and then he looks at the reaction, and he gets a whole gamut of reaction from people. He does this all the time. This is the way he does things many times throughout the Scripture. In verse number 18, the Jews didn't believe concerning him. They didn't believe that the man was even blind. So we have the Pharisees, they react one way. The crowd, they react another way. The Jews there, they react with unbelief. Because unbelief is in their hearts. And they say, I don't think so. We think he's lying. We don't think he was really blind. Maybe he had some blurry vision and he hit his head and now he could see better. So they make up something or something, or maybe he's just lying. Maybe he's just trying to drum up some support for Jesus. And they don't believe him because unbelief was in their hearts. And all Jesus had to do was mix some clay, put it on the man's eyes, tell him to go wash, and all of a sudden their hearts are revealed. There's unbelief there. There was unbelief before Jesus did it. But because of what Jesus did, it's revealed. It was there all the time, and God knew it was there all the time. But because of what Jesus does and what he does in our lives and he does around us, he brings things out of us that were already there. It wasn't that Jesus didn't know they were there. It was that we don't often know that they're there. We don't often see the bad things that need to be exposed in our lives. And so Jesus sends little situations, sometimes big situations, and then you start to see, wow, this happened, and how am I reacting? How am I reacting? This is how you see what's going on in you. I know it is so easy to focus on the other, to focus on the person, to focus on the one who did it, to focus on everything outside of you, but God says, how are you reacting to the situation? This is what God wants to do, to expose what is in your heart. And he does it over and over and over again. The next one is actually amazing. He brings the parents. The parents come. The parents, can you put yourself in this? You have a child that was born blind, God forbid. and he grows up to be an adult, still blind. They must have had to take care of him with extra attention throughout their whole lives. They must have had to do some extra assistance and all kinds of things all growing up. He must have been an extra attention child. And now he's healed. And what do they say? We don't know. We don't know what happened to him. Could you imagine this reaction? Could you imagine that? You see your blind child healed, and you, instead of joy, they have fear. Instead of being overwhelmed, they're like, I don't know, ask him. I don't know. Because the fear of man was in their heart. This situation, which should have made them overjoyed, instead brought fear out of them. Because God reveals what's in our hearts by the situations that are going on in our lives and around our lives. Instead of being so overjoyed and saying, wow, this is awesome, our son is healed. They knew he was blind. They knew all the things, his struggles. They knew all the times he fell, all the times he cried, all the times that he just struggled to do the basic things of life, and they said nothing because they were afraid of men. And God brings out the fear of man and that was in their hearts by healing their son. Brilliant. Jesus is brilliant. And he does that in our lives too. He will take a situation and they will all be different, custom made for your life so that what's in your heart will be exposed. Sometimes he puts around you a very selfish person and they're wrong in their selfishness, but how you react to it exposes what's in you. Sometimes he puts around an unfair situation in your life. And it's unfair and there's no denying it, but how you react to it exposes what's in your heart. An unjust situation will come in your life and you'll want to focus on the injustice of it. And maybe you'll get mad, and maybe you'll get angry. And maybe you'll get bitter. And you might, the world around you might say it's justified. And God is just saying, I'm showing you what's in your heart. I'm showing you what's in your heart. You're focusing on this, and I want you to focus on what's in you. He does it all the time. He does it throughout the Bible in so many places. By doing one thing, he accomplishes so much in so many people. He wants to accomplish the exposing of our hearts by big things and by little things that go on in our lives. Jesus is brilliant. He's amazing that he could do that. He's amazing that he knows what's in our hearts and he brings along situations that will help reveal those hearts. There's a verse in Philippians 2 which the Bible says that we each work out our own salvation. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. God's doing that in the hearts of all of us. As we go throughout our day and we react to various things, we might not even be involved in those things. We might just hear of them. And we react a certain way. And God is trying to put his finger on that part of your heart which says, this is what's there. This is what's in your heart. He knows it, but often we don't know it. There's a verse in Proverbs. It's a great little verse. It says this, Proverbs 20 and verse 6. It says, most men will proclaim each his own goodness. But who can find a faithful man? What this means is most people think they're great. Most people will proclaim their own goodness. I'm a pretty good guy. Oh, me? I got no problems. Them? Oh, yeah. You should have seen what they, and how they, and what they, and what he, and they should have, and all of these things. But me, I wouldn't have done it. I'm pretty good. Most men will proclaim their own goodness, but a faithful man, who could find? He's saying everybody has something. Everybody has something, even though most don't see it. And so God puts situations in our lives so that we could see it. And even when he does, many times people don't see it anyway. Because you have to look. Because it's so easy to be blinded by the other actions that are going on around you. It's so easy to focus on those things. And when you focus so hard on that one item, you might miss what God is doing in you. A faithful man is hard to find. It's hard to find somebody who's really good according to the Bible. But everybody thinks they're good. Very few people are examining themselves and the reactions that they have and the actions that they take. Very few people are willing to go there because everybody thinks they're okay. But God's trying to reveal what's going on in the hearts of each one of us. Sometimes there's jealousy that arises. The Pharisees had jealousy in their heart, but they didn't see it because they were so focused on something so minute. They didn't care, or they didn't realize the jealousy, the anger, the hatred that was in their hearts because they were focused on a little tiny infraction of the Sabbath. They missed something much greater that God was trying to pinpoint in their lives. And it's because we get our eyes off of what God is doing in us and we put our eyes on what God is doing in the other person or what God is doing in the situation. God will bring up a situation and all of a sudden there's worry everywhere. I'm so worried about this. I'm so concerned about this. It's all in my mind. It's all, I can't get it out of my mind. I can't get it out of my heart. I can't get it out. What am I going to do? What are we going to do? It's what's in your heart. And the Bible says, be anxious for nothing. We're so filled with worry and fear and anxiety. He takes a little thing and he exposes something huge in our hearts. This is what God does if we're willing to see it. And you say, well, what about the justice of the other thing? Well, God is also concerned about big justice, and he's also concerned about little justice. There might be a big injustice that needs correcting. Well, God is concerned about the big justice, but he's also concerned about the little things that are in our hearts as well. And God is not so small that he only can do one thing at a time. He is many dimensional. He can handle and he could do many things at one time. He's able to work on many people with just one thing, just as he does here. One action creates so many reactions. And most of them are things that need to be corrected. The only one that seems to have the right answer is the man who was healed. The only one that seems to get that this is an amazing thing. One thing I know, I was blind and now I'm healed. He sums it all up. This is what's important. He's a prophet. Well, I was blind, now I see. It was just that simple. All the other things, You could debate them. You could argue them. You could be confused by them. You could be afraid of what's going to happen. But this I know, I was blind and now I see. And God does this thing in our life all the time. All the time. He brings situations. He brings situations to show what is coming out of you. He brings situations to show what is coming out of me. How do we handle that person? Well, they're too sensitive. Well, that must mean that you don't have enough patience. But we focus on the insensitivity or the sensitivity. They're too sensitive. And God is saying, well, you're not too patient. You see how that works? Every situation is a chance to expose your heart. And the question is, will we grow into Christ-likeness day by day, situation by situation? Because God is in the business of making people more like His Son Jesus. And while we're still breathing, as Mark points out, while we're still above ground, God's going to keep doing that. God's going to keep doing it. He's going to keep using situations to expose what's in our heart to make us more Christ-like. He does this. He's brilliant. He's amazing. But we must start to look at ourselves. We must start to look at what God is doing in our lives, what He's doing in our hearts, what is coming out of us, what is our reaction to the situation. It was always there. God is just highlighting it. How are you reacting to the situations around you? You getting angry, getting bitter, getting mad, getting frustrated? God's just revealing it. What will you do with things, the reactions that you have in your life? God wants you to be of the same mindset. This is the one thing that's important. God's moving in my life. Once I was blind, now I'm healed. He wants to heal all of those things that are in our lives. And He tells us this is what's important to Him. This is what is important to Him. Making us more like Christ day by day. The choice is ours. The choice is ours. We examine ourselves and we repent of our sins and we fall on the mercy of God. And He could heal us. The name of God be praised.